This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the preparations for the Amarnath Yatra. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior army officers including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of Central Armed Police Forces, Chief Secretary, DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers are attending the meeting. The annual yatra is set to begin on the 29th of this month and will continue until the 19th of August. Early in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in the Union Territory. In the wake of heavy rainfall and landslides, efforts are on to evacuate more than 1,200 domestic and 15 foreign tourists stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district. District Collector of Mangan, Hem Kumar Chhetri, informed Akashvani that while airlifting the stranded tourists is currently not possible due to poor weather conditions, road connectivity is also blocked at many places. He, however, said all tourists are safe in their hotels. Mr. Chhetri assured that once the weather permits, they will ensure the safe return of tourists. The incessant rains and landslides in Sikkim have claimed 9 lives and left more than 1,200 tourists stranded in Mangan district. Over the past 4 days, Sikkim has faced 2 natural calamities. The trial run of Vande Bharat sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the railways is running Vande Bharat Express, which has only chair cars. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said in New Delhi there were demands from the people to run the Vande Bharat sleeper train. Vande Bharat train is the first indigenous semi-high-speed train. The minister said in next 5 years, the government will further focus on rail infrastructure development and provide comfortable journey to the passengers. Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has announced that its 8 soldiers were killed in a blast in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah. The soldiers were all killed inside Namer Combat Engineering Vehicle, CEV, yesterday. The soldiers were moving in a convoy at about 5 a.m. local time after conducting a nighttime campaign against Hamas in the northwestern district of Rafah. The convoy was heading towards buildings seized by the army for a rest when a powerful explosion struck the Namer CEV, the IDF said. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over the isolated pockets of Bihar, Jharkhand, northeast Madhya Pradesh, north Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand today. The same conditions are also expected in most parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 2 days. The IMD said that severe heatwave conditions are likely in some parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division and North Rajasthan till Tuesday. Yesterday, the highest maximum temperature recorded in the plains of northwest India was 46.5 degrees Celsius at Gurdaspur in Punjab. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place. In women's cricket, the match between India and South Africa in the first of the 3-match ODI series is underway at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India were 172 for 5 in 35.5 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.